Yes, this beginning an interview with Eleanor Garvey at her office in the Houghton Library and Harvard University. This is February 28, 1997, Robert Brown, the interviewer. Maybe we could just talk a bit about some of your early memories, your childhood, your family background, a little bit of that. You grew up in Worcester.
I grew up in Worcester. I was born there, and both my parents were born there, too. And it was, it was sort of an average middle-class child's upbringing. I think I'm an only child. Always wanted a brother and sister, but it didn't seem to happen.
Did you live right in the city?
Yes, Worcester's a funny city. It's never been attractive to just go through it. But it has some wonderful neighborhoods. And it is said to, no, not pattern, but it's said to have the slight resemblance of being built on seven hills like ancient Rome. And from the center of the city, no matter where you go, you quickly go up a hill, and then it will flatten out. I lived on the west side of the city, a few miles from the town of Paxton, mm-hmm. which was just a little town then, mm-hmm. and now I think is quite suburban, mm-hmm. Probably.
Were your family in professions or certain things?
My father was a civil engineer, and he had been with a company that failed, and he ended his career working for the city of Worcester. In his early life, he had, I guess he must have been involved with the city or the county early and then had gone, was with this business called the Hassam Company, which failed. And he was involved in building a lot of the reservoirs in Worcester County. There's the Metropolitan Boston system mm-hmm. that feeds us in Cambridge and Boston. Mm-hmm. But then Worcester, in those days, I don't know what it's like now, had its own small reservoirs, and they were the most beautiful little preserves. I don't know whether you've ever driven through Boylston and West mm-hmm. Boylston. That's the metropolitan city. Well, in miniature, mm-hmm. This is what some of these Worcester County.
You mean beautiful, the dams, the buildings?
Yes. Just a small gatehouse, not much in the way of building, but the way the land had been excavated and dug for the reservoirs and the planting around them was also beautiful. And I remember he had some keys, although he was long since separated from the system, but he had retained a couple of keys, and we would go on family picnics sometimes mm-hmm. in there, knowing that we were perfectly isolated and quiet. It was really nice. You know.
Was childhood basically a pretty tranquil time for you?
Yeah, it was just like everybody else, you know, nothing particularly special. I went to public school. I went to a wonderful grammar school called Midland Street School, which was in walking distance. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Worcester Classical High School, which no longer exists, and there were five of us from my class that went to Wellesley, so it had high academic.
So what would be your training or your studies typically in a classical high school then?
Literature, history, mm-hmm. language, mm-hmm. and science, the sort of distribution thing that mm-hmm. when you come to college you realize what that pattern was.
Mm-hmm. And was it fairly rigorous?
Yes, it was. It was.
Lots of homework.
Yes, I do remember lots of homework, certain number of extracurricular activities, and I think I became a baseball groupie when I was in grammar school. And there were, you know, low-keyed, but very teams we took very seriously in baseball, basketball, and football. The girls had hockey, which I was never physically very interested in group sports. Mm-hmm. And I hated the sort of gym we had, and it wasn't until I got to college when I discovered that you could do dance instead of gym that I found something that I was fitted for, you know.
No. The gym then was just basic calisthenics.
Jumping over horses and things like that.
That did not appeal.
That was not for me.